Clear speech builds trust, confidence, and genuine interest instantly. If you struggle to turn your thoughts into clear speech, it can cost you opportunities, strain your relationships, and leave you feeling isolated. In this video, I'll walk you through a simple but powerful 10-step system you can use immediately to improve your clarity, sharpen your articulation, and get people to actually pay attention when you speak. Number one, understand the terms. There are certain words around clarity of speech that you should really understand to enable you to better know where it is you need to focus. The first is articulation itself. Articulation is the physical movement and coordination of the lips, tongue, soft palate, jaw, and vocal tract to shape sounds into speech. Pronunciation is how words are correctly formed according to a language's accepted sound patterns. Enunciation is how clearly and distinctly you pronounce those words in real speech. Clarity, on the other hand, is the result of clear enunciation, precision, timing, appropriate volume, pacing, and overall audibility, determining how easily your message is understood by a listener. So now, for your clarity, perhaps you can break down whether or not it is your articulation, your pronunciation, or your enunciation that you need to work on in order to sharpen it up and make it more clearer. Two, study examples. Some people can seem naturally clear and articulate, but who we personally find effective can be subjective. We each have our own ideas about what it is to be a good speaker. Your job is to study what works for you. I want you to go and find three speakers that you believe articulate themselves well, or in a way that you wish you could. One has to be an actor, one has to be a TV host or TV anchor, and the other one has to be a politician. These are strong choices because they all had to develop their skills professionally themselves. And if they're in a place that you've heard of them, then perhaps they've been quite successful. That means they've clearly communicated themselves well in the world. So by taking three different examples from three different backgrounds, you're going to get a more comprehensive overview about what's working and why it's working. Find examples of them in interviews. So an actor or a TV host or a politician on the stage is very different from the way they speak in their natural life. However, because they've done all that work in their private life, when they come to have an interview and they're just speaking off the top of their head, you'll hear the natural, more authentic, genuine version of themselves. And since they do that work on themselves, you'll get to understand how clear they are anyway. So take a look at the interviews and then match that against their professional life and see what differs, see what still stands out. And that is the key for you to look at. How do they form their words? What do they do with their pace, their pauses, their emphasis? How dynamic are they really? Start to notice patterns, traits they all share, and you can then start to adopt some of those traits for yourself. Number three, feel it in your body. Speech is physical. If you're under-energized, mumbling, or unclear, it's likely you're not using your physical instrument to its full potential. And your energy source, your power, matters here because your voice runs on air. So before you even create words, if you want to be clearer, you need to ensure that you have enough power, you have enough breath to fulfill what you're going to say. So you've likely heard of diaphragmic breathing before. Here's what's actually happening. There is a large flat muscle that attaches all the way around our ribs at the bottom. It goes all the way through our body. Okay, it cuts us in half, essentially. And it keeps our lungs and heart on the top half of our thorax. And the bottom half is where all the guts and the liver and the kidneys and all the other stuff is. So what happens is that the diaphragm itself is shaped like this, like a hat. And when you breathe in, that hat flattens out more. And this pushes the vital organs out of the way. And because it does that, quite often, it's soft at the front and we see this effect of the guts moving down, right? But also at the same time, what happens is the ribs, the intercostal muscles that are in between our ribs, they pull up our ribs to the side, up and out like this. So as these are moving out and this is moving down, we create space and the lungs draw air in. So this expansion of our chest cavity allows us to take in more air. If you're stuck, if your ribs are unable to actually open, if there's tightness in your chest or your back, and also if you kind of got any tension in your belly or again in your back, it's going to limit the amount of movement you can take. So if you find that you're under-energized and this is causing you to be unable to correctly or effectively produce sentences and speak clearly, then it's likely that this could be getting in your way. So any tension here, we want to try and get rid of. We're not going to go through an entire body release sequence now, although there is one in this video. But what I'd like to offer is that if you can consider that your whole torso is like a balloon, and you can breathe in all directions at the same time. And when you breathe out, the air contracts at the same time all around. You don't want to be pushing down to your belly. You don't want to be pushing out anywhere, in fact. You just want to have the sense that it's opening at the back and the sides and up here as well, everywhere. Because ultimately, it is all moving. And whether you experience that or feel that or not, it's healthy to make sure that you're not holding on to tension, especially in your belly. If you're trying to show that you've got a six-pack, it's going to hinder the fact that you can't make space down there. It might put more effort up here, therefore you're not getting a full breath. Likewise, if you're just putting everything into your belly and you're not allowing any space to move here, you're going to be not breathing in as optimally as you could for speech. So by training these muscles and actually learning to breathe in a 360-degree way, you'll have more air, therefore you'll have more energy behind your words, therefore there'll be less strain going into your neck, and the power source will do the work so you can speak more effectively. Number four, explore placement. In my last video on resonance, which is part of this series, I explored how we use the body to amplify and distribute air for a fuller, more richer voice. If you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out. There's a link. But for clarity, we can actually learn to place our voice more forward by waking up the face and reshaping how we use our lips. So here's a quick way we can start to do that. Widen your face as much as you can, like eyebrows up, mouth out, and then scrunch it up. And open. And scrunch. Do that a bunch of times. Now you can stick your tongue out, pull it right back. You don't have to make stupid noises, but it helps. And then we can actually take some of the tension out. Just feel around our face. Go from, the top of your head, around the back of your ears, down to your neck. Go over your eyebrows, into your eye sockets, underneath here, down the side of your nose, underneath your nose. Rub around here. Get all the muscles in your face awake, alive, and in your neck as well. Just like gently, but just rub over them. Just feel something. Get something different. Get something moving, something changing. Wah! Think of brightness. Think of bright, alive, light. Think of these things that are going to lift your face, because when you lift your face, you're able to actually place your voice more forward. And you're going to help to do this is if you think about your vocal tract that comes up through here like a trumpet, and your lips at the end of the trumpet. You know that a trumpet at the end is kind of turned out. So if you can add in a little smile and do this kind of pursed lips like you're going to kiss at the same time like a trumpet, then we can start to, we're not going to hold it there, but I want you to get the feeling of doing this. Now we're going to do a little sounds. We're going to go. So feel the lips helping to extend that voice outwards, because we are placing the voice more forwards. We can also just do this to warm up the lips a bit, lip trill. And the tongue drill, with and without the voice. So what we're aiming to do is just send that voice more forward, sending it out. And again, we don't want anything to be held here. We don't want any tension here. Once we've taken enough air from the last step that we did on breath, if we have enough, to power our voice without actually trying to make it happen ourselves. So we can go straight from here to the articulators, and hopefully we can ignore this part, apart from when we're switching the voice on and off. All that's happening from my diaphragm. So when we place the voice more forward by brightening our face and thinking about how our lips are forming the words, we stop holding on to what we're saying and we start letting it out. We start sharing it. And part of what happens when you're mumbling or rushing or under-articulating is that you're holding your voice. You're not producing it. You're not pronouncing, you're not presenting, you're not articulating it into the world. So think about articulation as placement and clarity on how well you're placing your voice. Bright, light, forward. Number five, play with dynamics. Everyone's different. And from a YouTube video, I can't be there to look at what you're doing and offer suggestions. And for some people, even if I had suggestions, I probably wouldn't necessarily be correct. And if there's any trauma, whether that's emotional or physical, it's really best kept in the hands of a medical professional, someone like a speech therapist or pathologist. But clarity can change with speed and energy. So if you're someone like myself who tends to rush when they get anxious or excited, improving your articulation specifically will help you to remain clear no matter how fast you go. And one great way to practice doing that is to bring in tongue twisters. Now, I've got one tongue twister, and there is a rule I'm going to give you before you start doing it. And that is, you need to start slow and build up speech. Clarity is key here. And if you get to a point where you're going so fast, you trip up, you have to immediately stop, go back two steps a bit slower, and move into the fast again. You should never practice through a mistake, because if you keep going past the mistake and keep making the same mistake, you will start to automate that mistake into your body and it will become a habit and you will learn to always make that mistake. And I'm curious if over the years of you using your voice and you're now here watching this video, if you've been habitualizing speech patterns that don't serve you. And we're here to change those. And it starts with this very simple tongue twister. Red leather, yellow leather. Say it once clearly, say all the words so you can pronounce them. Red leather, yellow leather. Then we pick up pace. Red leather, yellow leather. 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 I have to go back. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow. You see? Every time you make a mistake, you go back and just until you've learnt it. Actually, perhaps I was trying to automate it too soon, you see. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. So when you do start to speed up and you get to a point where things fall apart, this is your edge, right? And what you're just trying to do is push the edge a bit further every time. And when you do get to that edge, when you tip over it and you make the mistake, you stop, you go back and you just build it into it again. Inside my community at school, we have weekly challenges where we actually try these things out. And once everyone's actually sent a recording to me, I give some feedback on how well they can improve those things. And if that's something that interests you, why don't you come along? I don't just sell courses anymore, but courses are available through the platform. If you want support with your voice, not just to watch these videos, and you want to be around others who are keeping you accountable so you do improve, come along. There's a link both in the description box below and in the first comment. I'd love to see you there. Come and say hi. Number six, using imagery or color. How do you feel about your own speech? How do you hear it? How do you see it? How do you personally experience your voice? Do you feel it inside yourself? Do you feel resonance? Or do you picture things when you speak? Do you picture the word you're saying? I'm going to offer something with this that's going to give you perhaps a new way of thinking about speech and clarity of articulation. Imagine your voice were a colour and you can decide what kind of colour you currently have. Perhaps you just are a monotone grey, nothing happening, or perhaps you think you've got the full spectrum of rainbow colours that are available to you. Whatever it is, think of a dynamic, clear and articulate voice like a spectrum, right? It has all the ranges of tones and colours and it's available to you. And by the way, it's available to nearly everyone. We just limit ourselves and that's why we don't express ourselves that well. Once you get out of your own way, once you reduce these blocks like people in my community are doing, then you'll be free to express yourself with all the dynamics in the world. But if you right now were a colour or a tone, what would it be? Is your voice rich with variation? Is it sharp, articulate, clipped? Do you pace yourself? Do you take pauses?
Are you able to go really low?
Are you able to go really high? I don't know where you are, but having dynamics actually gives you a freer range of expression for articulation and clarity. I know it's strange to describe sounds in visual terms, and it might not work for you, but if it does, use it. Because clarity isn't just about being understood. Passionate speakers don't always articulate as well as they might, but their passion still gets through, their energy still comes forward, and even if they're not the most clear speaker, somehow we still understand, right? So it's about getting out of your own way and allowing your voice to travel and giving it enough colour without trying to manipulate it. And if you can do that, it's energised and half the battle is won. 7. Apply intention. So moving on from the idea of using colour in order to become more articulate and clear, this is more on intention, purposefulness, meaning. First, being clear in your thoughts leads to clearer speech. This is less about something physical now and more about emotions and the psychological aspects of your voice. If you don't know what to say, if you don't understand the topic, or you can't organize your thoughts, then yes, not speaking is always an option. You can just listen. But when speaking is necessary, shift your focus. You really need to stop obsessing about getting it right or saying the right words and think more on how you're going to affect your listener, your audience, whoever you're speaking to. Because your delivery will become clearer once your intentions are clear. And here's what you'll notice. The stronger your intention, the clearer your speech becomes. 8, remove tension. I use a daily routine to warm up the body and the voice. I also strongly recommend reducing unnecessary tension because tension restricts vocal production and eliminates your ability to be able to articulate yourselves clearly. Think about athletes or anyone that's going into a sporting event. They don't do their training on the same day they're going to perform, right? Because they'll be tired. Their bodies just will be like overexhausted and they won't, you know, they'll have tension in their body and they'll be fatigued and they won't be able to perform at their best. They need to be relaxed. There's often someone to massage their shoulders. There's always someone to sort of help them with breath work and keeping calm and relaxed. Any kind of performance, including speech, which is physical, remember, is better off when you are grounded, present and relaxed. You have to remember your voice is made up of muscles. And if those muscles are tight, your voice doesn't work very well. And actually, at the end of this video, I'm going to share with you quite a recent video I made, which is about 40 minutes long, that goes through a really good long, full warm-up and articulation at the end. So if you're someone who is stuck, this could actually help free you so your body becomes more relaxed and you can express yourself more easily. I sent this very video to my friend the other day, and check this out.
By the way, I want to send you with the voice to give more emotional context to this. I've been doing your workout, and Darren, it's amazing. It's like some kind of like a magic. I'm still processing how this simple stuff, some kind of, in a way, poses, create this powerful effect. The voice is so clean after that. And I feel like I'm not putting any effort into doing this exercise. It's absolutely amazing. I'm like really mind blown, literally, and like significantly improves also my nervous system. I'm so much calmer, man. It's amazing.
That's straight feedback from a friend of mine who's an actor and a martial artist. He does a lot of physical work. And he like that. That's the benefit. That's like straight from the horse's mouth. Check out that warm up. It's at the end of this video, and it's the one that he was just talking about there. Next, 9, self-reflection. Awareness builds more clarity for you, which helps you to speak with more clarity. Ask yourself, pay attention, be curious. When am I my clearest? When do I lose my clarity? In what situations do I speed up, shut down, or hold back? How do I want to sound? Who do I want to sound more like? Take a moment with this and also recognize your strengths. Don't be too hard on yourself. Most of the way we speak is built on unconscious habits, but you're here now, which means you've already started working on changing those habits and they can be changed. This is where you start taking control over your speech and articulation. Identifying, listening to what it is you want and what it is you currently do will give you the power to access those changes and make them real. 10, journal. Well, this, I guess, is another type of reflecting. But journaling helps you to just express in written form. But you can also journal on your, you know, audio device, record it on your phone if that's easier for you. But how do you know if you're actually improving? How do you know if you're making the steps to become more clear and more articulate? You need to track it. So journaling gives you the opportunity to write down what you discovered, how you feel, what worked for you. And so in the future, maybe if you forget some of these things, you can come back to that journal and go, oh yeah, I remember that worked for me. I should do that again. But your feelings and thoughts and intentions and goals are all great to keep a note of. People who track their progress always seem to get further. And I think people, especially like athletes, right? People who work in the physical domain, when they're trying to get gains in their muscle, they track their progress. They track their diet and everything they're doing. So you can do the same because it is a physical effort. Track what works. Leave what doesn't. Keep a journal. And again, I want to remind you about the community at school, because we have all the online courses there, but also I'm there. So if you want to have like this conversation rather than just watching me on this video, that's the place to be. And there's other people on their journeys who are also staying accountable and finding what works for them through trial and error and practice. And I'm giving weekly tasks to people to actually take away and work on themselves. So if you come on board, I'll see you there. It's great. And that was the video for today. Thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice / Vocabilities. Until the next time, look after your voice.